Chapter 14. Thursday, July 27, 1989, 6:30 a.m. Year 2, Day 345. Will you know me? Greetings in radiance. Let it be known that the time of actual contact is most near. How is it man misses all the signs? Will you once ask to put your fingers into wounds of 2,000 years age? What of the wounds of this day? Well, I shall put my hands upon thy wounds of these 2,000 years, and you shall be healed, for our circle will be sufficient unto all things. Will you know me? Yes, when the time is appropriate. I have been among you, and you did not know me. Do not flinch and kick of thine selves, the time was not in appropriateness. You shall be touched by the grandfather's hand, and you will know. It is only through the channels of the inner connection with the great and mighty council that ones will be prepared for this, the greater council. Men run about asking of men, they run to their church buildings and ask of ones trained already in doctrine from which he cannot deviate lest he be excommunicated and defrocked. Man does not receive of the greater from other men, for men have not the power to open up the floodgates of knowledge unto them. The greater comes not by word, either the written pages. The greater can only come from spirit, which is connected to the all-knowing spirit of man, which abides within and is counseled from higher realms of truth. Not all the books which man can write or gather together can contain the knowledge, wisdom, and learning which can be conveyed in one instant in and by the manner in which we reveal the secrets, which are so mysterious. All one must do is seek in truth, and not for personal gain or pompous intent that he have a higher placement than his brother.